At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Well, good morning, everyone, and it is a beautiful Blackie Tuesday, right?
It is.
Blackie.
That's a good idea.
Blackie.
Blackie.
We go with Blackie. But we have some sunshine in the studio today.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, we have our good friend Ryan Pelletier here, and yeah. Son of John Boy.
That's
and,
right.
But no, we're going to talk about positive things today, right?
Positive information, yes, absolutely. That's why I'm here.
That is so cool, you know?
Yeah.
When people tend to, you know, report the news or, you know, things going on in the area, sometimes we don't get the pleasure to talk about really good things. And
right.
But today you are here to kind of announce some positive
absolutely
stuff.
We tend to do a good job of asking people for money in our community, right? The fire department. But what we don't do a good job is reporting. What did we do with that money and how were we successful? Were we not? Because once Christmas comes and we're over it, right?
Yeah.
So
it was a lovely Tahitian vacation your wife took, right? No, I'm just kidding.
All the way to Ray.
Yeah, right.
No, as you know, the Wellston Fire Department, we have a 501c3 Firefighters for Charity.
Yes, and you guys do a lot of work.
Non-for-profit organization that we created to do a toy drive each year for those children in our community that and families that need assistance.
Sure.
During the holidays for Christmas. We've done this for several years now. But what we really have not done is we've not shared our success or failure, I guess, for the community to know how we did. So
yeah.
I wanted to come on this platform and talk to you today and share our information from this year's 2023 Christmas toy drive for
the
community.
We're so happy that you did. So how long, when did you all get this whole thing started? And, you know, and Ryan's here to talk about the Wellston firefighters part
sure.
of it. And there are so many
organizations
around here.
I thought you and I could touch on those too, because they're all doing the same
Everybody
work.
Works together, which
working,
is super
yeah,
cool.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
for the same cause. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And as you have discussed on your show before, and I think we've touched on it, Jackson County, Vinton County, the surrounding local southeastern Ohio, Appalachia region, for folks that may not make the same amount of money if you live in Gahanna, we're a very giving community.
For sure.
I far exceed other places that I've worked and been involved in.
So 100%.
The folks in Wellston and Jackson County and Vinton County, all of our surrounding areas are very giving and would give the shirt off their back
yes.
to help another person. And, yep. I mean that sincerely. So, very successful. I'm sure I've not spoke to the other toy drives, but I'm sure they've feel the same way I do.
Absolutely. And that's one of the wonderful things about living in a small community is that people do, they care.
They do. And what really makes it successful are the folks that come to you and hand you $5, $20, a check.
Yep.
Or a toy or a gift card that they received as a gift and they give it to us to give away. So
passing it forward.
Yeah. And those people, they don't want to thank you. They don't want me to talk about them. They just want to help. So
yep.
I thought we owed it to the community to explain how this whole thing starts and how it ends
yes.
and how we do it. So
that would be so cool because
yes.
we never hear like the aftermath of
no.
the situation.
Well, because once and I think everyone's like this, and I don't think I'm the only one. Once Christmas is gone,
you're
we're
over it,
right? We're done.
You're over yes. it. Go on.
Right. And there's so many people, and I'm not going to name them today, and they know who they are, that help, that do all the work for this toy drive. Mm-hmm. And it is not me. I promise you that. They do all the physical work, the shopping, the collecting money, the so they take a lot of time away from their own families to make this thing go. So I think we owe it to all of them to kind of talk about it. Right?
Sure.
And I even have pictures that you're going to insert, I think.
Let's see how our new intern does with the pictures.
Yeah, so as we're talking, maybe he'll throw one.
Hey, there's one.
Hey, yeah.
Look at him go.
Right. So if you want me to, I'll just start from the beginning.
Let's do it.
As these pictures roll.
You go for it.
How our toy drive works, and real quick on a funny note, I learned real quick, I think we started in 2012.
Okay.
And I learned real quick that someone's going to correct us online. I think the United States Marine Corps does, is it Toys for Tots? Is that their official?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know that.
I know. I came out with, hey, we're going to do a Toys for Tots toy drive. And I learned really quick that is trademarked and somebody else owns that name. So the first year we changed it to, so we created a non-for-profit 501c3, and it's firefighters, it's Wellston Fire Charities Incorporated.
Okay.
And then we have a Facebook page, it's Firefighters for Kids, that we do the application process for those folks.
Love
so
that.
It's private.
Okay.
Nobody has to come knock on a door and say, I need help.
Be embarrassed.
Be embarrassed
if they are.
They can apply online. So what we do is the Wellston School District. Okay, that's how we feel that's what we can handle is the Wellston School District. So the Colton Fire Department helps us as well.
Okay.
Financially, they usually give us a donation to put towards, because we usually have anywhere from 30 to 40 families in Colton that are in that school
well,
district.
I was gonna say,
right?
So Colton kids go to Wellston
they
schools?
Do, yes.
Okay, all right. So you guys kind of join forces.
We do, yes.
Yeah, okay, makes sense.
So the first thing we do is we put this application period up on Facebook for people to go apply. So, and the hard part of you have to have a cutoff date. That's the most difficult thing that we run into is for this machine to work properly, you have to have a cutoff date so that we can start processing, buying, and packaging and doing all that to get it ready for the delivery or for the pickup day. So the first couple of years, we actually went out and delivered the toys ourselves. We thought that was a great idea.
Okay? Yeah.
To be completely honest, I think we felt like what we found is we were doing it for ourselves. We thought it made us feel good to go out and do this. But in all reality, I think it was we embarrassed a few folks, maybe, you know, coming to their house. And we didn't come on Christmas morning, if you know what I mean. So kids were confused, right?
Okay.
So,
makes sense. Sure.
So we learned that may not be the best way.
Need to be maybe a little more discreet about it.
Right. So you know, everything's a learning process, right?
Sure.
So we figured out that the best way to maybe handle this was for the parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, whoever's going to come. We have them pick the toys up. We give them wrapping paper. Then they go do it however they want to do it. Right. So
okay.
A little more, discreet so that families can decide how they want to do their opening process.
Gotcha.
Right. So we learned pretty quick that was the way to go with that. So they do the application period. And then the cutoff date is usually around the 1st of December, maybe the first week of December. And then we start the buying process. So folks can donate toys. That's great. But
yes.
When you look at our application, the parents, grandparents, caretakers, whoever the children live with that apply, we ask them to give us some ideas about what they like, right?
Sure.
We want to know what kids want for Christmas.
You don't
want to
just give them something they don't want.
I mean,
that's not the point.
You could hand them a toy that you know, but we want to do something really good.
You will play with this.
You will play with this. Here, have this. But we want to know what they like. So in this application process, And it's humbling. I mean, a lot of kids, some ask for blankets or socks or, so it's tough.
Like toiletries.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, bizarre things that we're bedding, just like, what?
Like a blankets, pillows. Yeah. That's what they want. So we try to do that. Like maybe they want, I'm trying to think of one. Maybe they want Star Wars bedding, right?
Okay.
That's what they want. So yeah. We try to make that happen. So then we go shopping for what we don't get as far as donation wise. We go spend money to do this. And that is where it gets interesting. And that's some of the pictures that you're going to see
okay.
today. So we've partnered with Walmart over the years.
Yes.
And Walmart is
fantastic.
Seems
like a good place for that.
Walmart is fantastic. Dollar General, Dollar Tree, they all want to help. So we take this money and we go shopping with these lists. And then it took years to get that process down to where
I was going
to
say, how on earth do you do all of that?
Well, you think it would be easy,
you're
right?
Let's just be honest. You're dudes and dudes don't shop very well.
That's right. And we have females that actually the females have this very organized.
I would say they would.
Yes.
Yes. Because men are from Mars and Abby women Tolbert, are from Venus.
I'll mention her name. Abby Tolbert, her husband's on our fire department, uh-huh. Bill. And she keeps us, she's got it very streamlined.
She keeps you boys in
she
check.
She keeps us in check.
Yes.
So you would think that you could just show up at Walmart with a list of what you're going to get, right? Like if I went to the grocery store for my wife, I'm going to get, she's going to write it down.
XYZ, yep.
I just pick it up. That is not how, it is not easy at all. It's very, you could spend days in there and be stuck, like trapped in Walmart. You got you got all these carts, and then how do you get them back? To Wellston, how does this work? So
yeah,
you're going to see some pictures throughout the process, but we partner with Walmart, and then we do this huge week to 2 weeks of every night after work, they get together and shop. So they'll meet at 5:30 at Walmart, and they'll shop till 9.
Oh my gosh,
and then
you
guys. And then they'll bag it with the family's name, and then we number them, and then we ship them back to Wellston. And I have to look at my, I've got it on my phone because I don't want to mess this up. I have the, a church. So Community of Christ in Wellston.
Uh-huh.
So picture this. They shut their church down for almost a month. They give us their church.
What?
Yep. After Thanksgiving, they stop having service until Christmas. And they give us their church. They're like, here you go.
You are kidding.
Be careful with it. So in this church, we fill this sanctuary up with bags of toys. We fill their fellowship hall up with bags of toys. And that is where, because you got to have a place to, fire station doesn't work. If you pull the fire trucks out, you don't want to leave them out all night.
No.
You don't want them to freeze. So that doesn't work. We partnered with the schools 1 year. That was great until the kids have to come back to school.
Sure.
So that's not a great idea. So this church stepped up and said, listen, we're on it. We want to do our part. This is our part.
Wow.
So they give us the facility to house all the toys. So example, this year we had 153 families, okay, that we had apply. Out of those 153 families, we had 369 kids that we shopped for.
Yeah, because family could be numerous children.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
So how does that all happen? So what we did is we spent $21,729.43. That's what we spent this year on those, which was $58.88 per child. We had a goal that we wanted to spend between $50 and $60 on each child.
Well,
which
that worked out
because
we well.
Had so many kids. We wanted to spread out the money that we had, and that's how the average. That's how it went for this. So you go in and you get a list. We would hand a firefighter a list, a family, and then the kids' names, and they would go and they would look at the list and see what they wanted for Christmas, and they would go pick it out, put it in the cart, and then Walmart. You know the back section of Walmart where the lawn and garden is.
Yeah.
So Walmart gave us that area. So if you were shopping in there between Thanksgiving and the 15th of December, you might have saw just shopping carts lined up in there. And that was just our toy drive. Other toy drives are
doing the same thing.
So we line them all up back there.
So do you go, so do you shop per family then? Like, okay, this is the, you know, Smith family and we're going to go shop.
That's correct.
And that's their cart. And then, a hundred and some times.
Yeah, 153 times. So, and in that process, you have folks that donate toys as well, right? So then we go back to that, the church that I mentioned. And then we see what we have to take all the toys that are donated, okay, and we have to put those out on tables, and then we categorize those toys. We have 1 to 3, boy, girl,
okay,
all the way around the room.
Gotcha.
And then we start going and say, okay, let's take these toys and put them in with this one, and we start inserting to make more right in the bag. So in 11 years, I think it's been, we've done this 11 times.
Wow.
We were able to, we're starting to figure it out how to make it work.
Takes a little while.
Takes a little work. There's been so many people over the years involved that have maybe, were on my fire department. They're not now, but they were involved heavily then. So many people in the Wellston community, in the Wellston City School District. And I'm speaking on Wellston because that's what that's the part, you know, that's the group that I'm with.
In. Yeah. But this story goes over and over again.
Over and over again. Yeah. Yeah. So people, they donate money, and I feel like we wanted to tell them where it went and how it was spent, right?
I think that's fantastic. Yeah. Yes.
So that's a synopsis. That's a general picture of how the toy drive goes. But we had to rent a U-Haul this year. To transport those bags back and forth to Wellston. So that was fun. We've had businesses get involved as we go. A lot of people say, what do you need? What can we do to help? What's one thing we can do? And they shop with us.
Yeah.
So we've had organizations in Wellston give money and come shop with our firefighters to help, because that's the biggest part, is getting it all transported back and then try to get it organized,
the logistics of the whole situation. So let's look at some of those pictures while we're chatting, if you would.
You can
explain some of them.
So this is that lawn and garden area I told you about.
Holy
in Walmart.
Holy moly.
So we've got carts pushed up here with toys in them, and if you can see in the bottom right corner, the paper with the red tape.
Yeah, I do.
That's our, each cart's got the family's information in there. So Walmart has us use the lawn and garden area. They put a cashier in that area just for us and to ring us out.
That makes sense. Okay.
Which is another process. You ever use your debit card too many times in one day and it won't let you use it anymore?
It doesn't like that, right?
We have the same problem. So sometimes we're there for a long time trying to get it.
Call the bank and explain to them that you're not some criminal.
Yeah, exactly.
We're really doing good here, we swear. Yeah.
So this is I want to call it an aerial shot on a scissor lift. As you can see,
you're
jumped
up in the air.
There.
Okay, yeah.
I took a picture. All those carts are ours. That's just one evening. Actually, it was one day.
Wow.
They took a day. TC Energy. You familiar with TC Energy?
I've heard of it.
It's a very large gas company.
Okay.
They took a day and sent their employees and paid them for working and
Holy
sent them
moly.
Down to try to help us get a handle on the shopping. So they spent one day in Walmart, a whole 8-hour day doing the shopping.
Man.
And that was that day. And you can see there is a, in the middle of all that madness, there is a cash register back there. So as we buy these toys, we ring them up and they put them in a plastic bag and we mark them, and then they go out the back door into the U-Haul.
Okay.
Until the U-Haul, there's a picture of the U-Haul, until it's full. And then we take that U-Haul and we drive it back to the church that I mentioned and go from there. So there's the fellowship hall, the church that we have. That's donated toys. That's the toys I was mentioning to you that people.
Okay, that they bring to you.
Maybe they went to, I think Dakota's here in Jackson helped. I think if you brought a toy, you got a discount on a food item maybe.
Awesome.
And then we had a few businesses around Wellston that had a donation box. So if you just wanted to drop a toy off. So all of those toys would come here. And then as those black bags would come back, then we would start inserting those into the bag to have extra.
Just extra stuff.
Extra stuff, yeah. There's the back of the U-Haul.
Holy moly. And then, of course, you get into bikes and things that
absolutely
are big. And yeah, it's like, oh my, what are we going to do with all this
one
stuff?
One year we... I had an organization in Wellston that said, we want to buy a bike for every kid that you have on the list. And
what?
Yeah. So the problem was getting all those bikes at the time. We went out and donated. We took the toys out to all the farmers.
And we're like, are you riding the bike down the street?
Yeah, there is,
to the
there
house?
Is logistically no way we can get
yeah
150 bikes. Well, first of all, Walmart doesn't have 150
bikes. Well, I was going to say, you know, I mean, you got to deal with what's in stock
right
also.
So this way, if, you know, not every youth or child requested a bike, so this worked out. You know what I mean? If they asked for a bike and there was 10 of them, we could make it happen. So we did. And that's the picture of the U-Haul. That was the largest U-Haul that you can get, by the way. It is rather large. And they made two trips with that.
Looks
that
like
day
a football
so
field.
It does. Yes. Absolutely. So this is the day, this is delivery day.
Wow.
What I call delivery day, it's actually
look
pickup
that
day. That's just the fellowship hall. The sanctuary is completely full as well. So each one of those bags is numbered. So how we do it now, instead of delivering it, is those families that applied and as long as they're in the Wellston School District, they, you know, we took care of them.
Yeah.
They got a phone call with a time and a date and where to pick up. So they came to the church and they would drive in the parking lot and they would come around. They provide their driver's license, proof of identification.
Sure.
And then they would come around and as they were driving around, the receiving firefighter that had the book would say the
name. This is number 25.
Well, they would
whatever
say the name and then. Abby would have the tablet and she would say, that's bag 61. Okay.
Wow.
And they would holler it into the church. And then we had people staged in different rooms of the church. Like we had 1 through 60 here, you know, all the way around.
Sure.
And they would grab the bag, and in the bag, we would put wrapping paper for them to wrap the gifts. And then off to the car, it would go. They would pop the trunk in the trunk. Merry Christmas. Down the road, they would go. And we did that all day on a Saturday.
That is,
I think
such
we did it on
cool
the 15th or 16th, whatever that Saturday was in December. And we don't make that a public, we don't, you know, we don't need everyone there, right?
Right.
It kind of, it's in a remote part of the city. The church is anyway, it's a residential street. So traffic gets a little jammed up, but it works. It works well, we think.
Yeah.
And it is a lot of work, a lot of stressful work. But the funny thing is, and each year we do this, I have new firefighters like, how are we going to do this? I mean, they see the
they're like overwhelmed. Like, I can fight a fire. Like, I can save a house, but
right,
I don't know how to put this toy drive
and
together.
They keep texting me like, we're up to 280, you know, 295.
You're like, yep.
Yeah, I know. But then and they don't like this answer. I don't like this answer either. I always say it'll work out. And you're like, well, that's easy for you to say, but it really does work out.
Yeah.
Every year it works out. We get the money that's needed to make it happen, or the amount of toys is donated, or this is the most we've ever had in our group. Okay.
That's awesome.
So, and I'm confident. And so the American Legion.
Okay.
And the VFW stepped up in a really big way for us this year and donated a large amount of money to make this $21,000. We don't spend $21,000. You know, we're in the $13,000 range.
Sure.
And we were able to do the $21,000, not just American Legion.
Right. But
because
the caring people of the community.
Because of our veterans.
Yep.
Who do so much for us anyway. Yes. They stepped up and really hit a home run to help us out this year because we were getting a little nervous. It would have worked out.
It Listen, but it's good. It's a good thing, so it's going to work out.
It is. It's going to work out. And there's so many people, like I said, that stop me on the street and they're like, "Hey, Ryan, here's $5 now." I don't like cash. Everyone, it's not a joke in our department, but they all know I hate cash. Okay, I would rather get a check or a toy or a, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But we take it and we.
You're not going to say no.
We're not going to say no. But we do those. The people that do $5, $1, that's what makes it finish the project, finish it and get it done. So, yeah, I just wanted to come on and there's so many people that we could thank, and I can't really name them all. So, but I will, on behalf of all of the toy drives in all the surrounding counties, thank everyone for what you do give your local community for helping our families in need in Christmas. So
absolutely. And if you don't think that there are families in need, there certainly are. Yeah, there's a lot.
There is. There's
and it's
a, there's
not
a
the
lot.
Kids' fault. Nope. You know? And
no, there's no it's not.
There's a lot of emotions and things that can go around the holidays, and if the community stepping up and helping some kids get a good Christmas alters that a little bit, then cool.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because no kid should have to explain why they didn't get something for Christmas or feel unwanted or unloved or whatever.
Yeah.
And you can listen, we can all fight about the, you know, the commercialism of the whole Christmas thing. But the fact of the matter is no kid should feel inferior.
Absolutely not. So that's our main goal, to help everyone that asks for help. No, you know, we don't question why they need help. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? What matters is they do. So
yeah, at the end of the day, who cares?
It could be maybe it could be me. It could be you. Yeah. We don't know what happens in folks' lives, and it's really none of our business. What is our business is for individuals in the community that can afford to do so and have the time to volunteer, can step up and do their part to make their communities better. Because I say it, I've talked about it in Wellston City Council before. I've said it to people on the street. Think about this for a minute, and I hope this doesn't change because I mention it. Think about Wellston and Jackson for a moment, Oak Hill, Colton, all the surrounding areas. Can you think of any place in those communities that you would, when you're driving around, that you feel like you need to lock your door? I mean, really, that's a real question for you. You ever feel unsafe driving around Wellston or Jackson?
No.
But you can go 30 miles in either direction and feel that way. Would you agree?
Yeah.
So it's not far from us. It really isn't. But it is, we do live in a really blessed area.
We do.
Good people. Good people.
For the most part, really, really, really good people.
Really good people. Good law enforcement communities, good fire departments. I mean, good, local businesses in both communities that do so much. And it's just it's really a nice place to live. So when you have something so nice, right, you want to try to take care of it. So that's just a small part. I didn't want to really come on here in all seriousness, I'm not trying to get any kind of praise. And our department is not trying to get any kind of thanks. We just want to thank the people that helped and show them where their money's going.
And that's the whole point. And you're right. You know, we all get all hyped up before Christmas and everybody wants to help and do all that. And then you don't see the benefits that were reaped from and the kids that received and were happy and their Christmas was made because of what you all out there do.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know, you guys are kind of just the
vessel,
traffic cops.
The traffic cops. We're just
the concierges of the
right.
Thing.
Just putting it together because that's what the community wants us to do. I mean, it is. That's what they want us to do.
Somebody has to do it.
Yep. Somebody has to do it, and in Jackson County, all the fire departments are doing something. They really are. If they're not doing a toy drive, they're involved in raising money for a toy drive or
doing
breakfast with Santa like they do here in Jackson.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a
big
cool
deal.
Event. Yes.
It's a cool event. And Oak Hill and Madison Jefferson, they do their own thing you know, over there that's really cool.
So. I almost find that in our communities, and this sounds really funny, but you almost have so many people trying to help that sometimes it gets a little bit overwhelming.
Right.
Because there's just a lot of people, different organizations trying to do all the same thing.
Absolutely.
And that's a great problem to have, though.
That's a great problem to have.
You know? I think everybody does work together really well. And it goes back to, like, your dad and the gang with the 60s concert.
Yeah, I'm
and
glad Paul you mentioned Pollard that. Yes.
And, you know, what he does, the Rockford Tots there in Chillicothe. And all of these things tie together.
Paul Pollard is a wonderful individual.
He is.
I met Paul through my father at the fair. He did it sound for us years ago. Something to do with sound.
I've known Paul for, let's just say, a few years.
I bet you have. You probably have.
Few.
I bet Paul knows you longer than you've known him.
Right? Yeah, probably.
So, Paul, I was introduced to Paul, and he learned, not through me, he learned that we had a toy drive in Wellston.
Yes.
And he just dropped off a check to our toy drive and has ever since.
Yes.
So when my father and he partnered together to do the 60s concert, which started in Chillicothe.
Yes. Right? Yes.
So that event raised, I'll use, and it's close to $4,000.
Yes, okay? It's about roughly
four to 4,200, something like that. That's not the amount that I got from Paul. I got more than that from Paul. Yeah. So that's what I mean. It's when you find all these different partners and avenues, it really helps.
It does.
So that concert is well worth, and it's fun. Right.
Right. Who doesn't love it? And I know
I missed it this year. I wasn't able to get there.
Yeah, I was out of town or something. Yeah. But your dad, you know, and the guys, they have such a good time, like, making fun of themselves.
They do.
And they do. But at the end of the day, they also put on a great show, and they have such a good time doing it. And they're way too humble.
They are too humble. And so
they're very, very talented.
I grew up like you. I knew my father in the radio business. Yeah. Right? I missed the band part. I was probably in diapers, so I didn't know that part of him, right? I didn't.
We've heard stories.
There's stories.
That we may or may not tell here on the air. And our fathers together, there are many stories that we cannot tell here on the air.
Lots of stories. But I knew that he was in a band.
Yeah.
I didn't know
right
how deep that went. So he calls us, all the kids, one day. He goes, "Hey, you want to come watch me in Chillicothe tonight? I got the band back together."
Now, when he says got the band back together,
we're talking the old band back together, like from high school, old. The Apollos, right?
Yeah.
He's like, "I got the old band back together. There's some missing. I've added a few here and there, but we're going to make a go at it." And I had seen him play the bass guitar a little bit in church, you know, but nothing, you know. So then I show up at this event, and he is, of course, my dad is, perception is everything, right?
Yes. Like,
so it has to look good. It has to sound good and look good. So these guys are dressed to the nines.
They are so cute.
I didn't know if I was looking
so
at
handsome.
It was at a Beatles concert. I didn't know where I was.
Right.
These guys, he is dressed sharp. And he's got this very large black bass guitar out there, right? And just rocking it out. So and they're good.
And you're like, where does this come
from?
Where
did that come from? So, and they're singing these songs that, have you heard those songs? Yeah, I said, "So what were you doing when you wrote that song?" That's what I asked him. He's like, "Nothing." And then they sang that song, the egg with the little black specks. I mean, where did that come from?
I
know.
It was a different time, let's put it that way.
But it was fun. So those guys still get back together and raise money for us. So it's fun. I think they enjoy themselves, really.
They do.
I think they do. I think their wives and husbands and whoever are excited to watch them too.
Yeah, they get up there. They've got their little groupies and
so
cute.
Yeah,
dude, we should plant some panty throwers.
Oh, yeah, yes, that'd be funny. Oh my gosh.
So one of the funniest things I've ever seen, and this is completely off the subject, but Jamie and I went to this Kenny Chesney concert one time by ourselves, and we met these girls in the parking lot. And they were hilarious. I mean, yeah. Just so fun.
Yeah.
But both of them had these bras over top of their outfits that were like, I mean, we're talking like the world's biggest bra that right? you've ever seen right. in your life. Wearing them like over top of their yeah. clothes. And we're like, what are you girls doing? They're like, we're going to give them to Kenny. And I was like, are you kidding? And so we go down and at that concert, there was like a Kenny Chesney. If you've been to his concerts, he has like a place called the Sandbar okay. and it's like around, like he's got a T stage. Okay. And so the Sandbar is like a standing room only, but you can kind of like, he comes down a ramp right. and you're kind of closer and whatever. So we were in that. So we were there with those girls because oh. we just all walked in together. Yeah. And I'll be darned if he did not stop. And those girls took those bras off and threw them at him. And he was dying, oh, like laughing. It was the funniest thing. So, yeah, we should plant some of those.
I think I agree. I've never been to a Kenny Chesney concert, but I hear they're good.
It is. It's kind of like a Buffett concert.
Yeah.
God yeah. rest his soul. They're events.
Gotcha.
You know how like you know you go and you sit at a concert yep. and you watch a concert and you go home. Right. This is like you show up in the morning and
this is a deal.
It's an event.
It's an event. I got it.
Well, and then there's the concert and then you go home.
And then you go home.
If you can find your way home.
Right. That sounds like a good time.
But no, those girls were a hoot. And so I started thinking about that when we should plant some of those.
We could do that.
For the old guys.
If they even see him, they might even know what's going on.
That's right. They'll be like, what is this?
What happened?
I'm sure poor Dwight Eisenhower gets a few panties thrown mm-hmm. at him quite often.
Probably so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
But no, and your point of being here is not to pat yourself on the back. And, I know that. It is to let the yep. community know and thank you all from the bottom of all of our hearts.
Yes, absolutely. The
step up that you make during and the sacrifices that you all make with your pocketbooks and everything yep. else during the Christmas season to help those that may not be able to help themselves.
Absolutely. $21,000 from our community is a lot of money.
And that's just your organization.
That's just my organization. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. And there's, correct me if I'm wrong, there's two or three more in the county
that
probably have more, you know, names than I have and have a larger job.
There's quite
trying to get
quite a few
everyone
people,
taken care of,
but all like-minded, and that's
all the same goal.
That's the main thing. So you know, living in a small community, we may not be the most wealthy community in the world,
nope.
but our hearts are probably the biggest.
I think they are. I would say yeah. we would win a race there in this county or community. Local area. I always add Vinton County. We're so close to Vinton County and Wellston.
Gosh. Yes.
That I have to add, if it wasn't for Vinton County, Wellston wouldn't have a lot of what they have. Because Wellston, you know, those good folks always come down to Wellston and shop or do whatever. So
yeah.
they donate as well. So we're happy to have them.
It
as
works
well.
Out great. And we Appalachians do
Appalachians.
Good.
I've heard you say that before. Yeah. Yeah, we Appalachians.
We hillbilly Appalachians.
It's the truth. We really are. Yeah, but that's my story. I just wanted to share it with everybody. So,
well, we're so glad that you did and stopped by today. So while you're here, is there anything going on? So you have a couple different hats that you wear.
Oh, like yeah.
Several.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You know, you are involved with the city of Wellston. Mm-hmm. You're also involved with, of course, the fire department, yeah. all of that. So is there anything that's going on that you kind of wanted to maybe inform the viewers about while you're here?
Well, I do know that. Mayor Anthony Brenner is going to do his State of the City address at the next council meeting. So that I don't have that. That's the second, or I'm sorry, the third Thursday of the month, right? So not this coming Thursday, but not tomorrow, but next Thursday.
Okay.
He's going to do the State of the City address, and that involves a lot of numbers from the fire department, police department, and you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. If you drive through Wellston, you'll see they've done a lot of infrastructure projects, and he and his administration
I had
have
to
done
laugh
a lot of work.
Because we're like, okay, he's Anthony Brenner. I feel like Anthony Brenner, God bless him, has been the mayor of Wellston now for 150 years, but not actually physically elected in until just recently.
Right, yeah.
I'm like, oh, finally.
Yeah. Well,
he's serving his term.
I've worked for several administrations. I've been there for, I've been on the fire department for 27 years. I've been there full time for 25. So I've been working
since
for the city.
Since you were two?
Since I was two, yes.
Wow.
Perfect. No, I've been there. I've worked for the city of Wellston full time since 1998. I got on the fire department in 96. So I've worked for a few administrations.
Yeah.
Right. And Anthony, everyone's different. So working with Anthony, he cares a lot about Wellston.
Yes.
And he's high energy. That's a good word to use, right? High
yes.
energy. So he comes in with a lot of ideas that are great, and he would like to have them all done tomorrow if you got time to get them done.
Hey, you don't get the sale unless you ask, right?
Right. Right. So, but no, there's a lot of positive and hard work going on in the city. So I would say that if you want to get the real news for Wellston, you want to know what's really going on,
yeah.
you might watch that State of the City address, maybe.
That would be fantastic.
See that. And then I usually do a report on what we did in the fire department, but I'm going to funnel that through him so he can release that with his report this year.
Okay.
And I know the police chief is too. And I do code enforcement. That's busy.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. Like, I feel like... I don't know how to say this. Several years ago in our communities, it was kind of like the wild, wild west.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can put it. People just did whatever the heck they wanted to do.
That's correct. Yes.
And in the big cities, you had rules. Down here in Appalachia, not so much. Well, I think very quickly people realized that we can't live, you know, like the wild, wild west. And we do have to follow rules, and there have to be things enforced and safety and
yes,
all of this stuff.
Yes.
And we need to take care of our communities and our properties and all of that. And I think 100%.
That's where we're at.
And so a lot of people get really frustrated with, I think, some of the code enforcement stuff. And I'm sure that that's probably not your favorite part of what you do.
No.
Because
not at all.
Sometimes, and we have code enforcement here in Jackson now, and,
yep.
and whatever. But at the end of the day, it's to keep everybody safe and also to keep our communities looking good.
Sure, you might laugh at this. I have an explanation for what it's like. You want to know what it's like to be a code enforcer?
No, I'm glad you're doing it, not me.
It's like trying to sell whiskey in a Baptist church on Sunday. That's what I tell people. It's really difficult to try to get folks to buy in on this, right?
Yeah.
Really hard. And I understand. It's their property. You imagine
they've been
doing
the same thing for 100 years, and then someone's telling them not to.
They really don't like people telling the government telling them how to live in their home. I understand that to a degree. So,
but when it affects other people around you,
that's correct. That's where when you live in a municipality,
yes,
you have to keep your property to a certain standard so that your neighbor's property doesn't depreciate.
Correct.
So you don't affect them.
This is about caring about your neighbor.
It's about caring about your neighbor. Yeah. And so my job is to come in gracefully, and our goal is to not write tickets to take people to court. It really is not.
Right.
Our goal is to try to educate.
Like, mow your freaking grass.
Right.
Like,
yes.
it's not that hard.
Yeah, I mean,
Find a neighbor boy to do it if you don't have them, if you're not physically able to or whatever. Like,
but what we run into is a lot of folks the majority of the folks that live here do that. You know, the folks that own property that might live in Cincinnati or Cleveland, understandably, it's out of sight, out of mind, right?
Sure.
So they're not thinking about the homestead in Wellston or Jackson or wherever. So we have to remind those folks to mow their grass.
Yeah.
And the one way to remind them to mow their grass is if we mow, it's going to cost you $250.
Yeah.
Now they say, why so steep? So we don't do it again.
Yeah.
Right.
Because we don't want to mow your grass.
It hurts. Right. So we don't want to have to do it again. But we do have that program. We do mow if it doesn't get mowed. And that's one thing that didn't happen around here 5 years ago.
Sure.
Is we didn't mow people's yards if they didn't mow it. So now we're doing that. We're making sure that it's getting cut four times a year.
Four times a year.
Believe it or not, it's hard to get it cut four times in a year when you're going all the way around. It's
Hard for the property owner to cut four times a year.
But when you live in a municipality, there's rules that are in place for everyone's sake. Yeah. So that is, it's an educational thing. It's telling people, I didn't know that rule existed, giving them a letter. We try every avenue first, and we'll send you a letter. We'll give you 30 days, 15 days, whatever. Here's the rule. We need you to comply in this date. We have taken people to court, and that's just not the fun part. That's not what we want.
Nobody wants that.
No. But I think once these programs are in Wellston and Jackson, in time, it'll become the norm. This is what we need to get back to. So we're trying. I know Jackson's doing a good job too. Both code enforcement programs are working. And Anthony's going to talk about it in his report. We've tore down. We're not proud to tear down 43 houses or whatever.
Nobody wants to tear anything down.
No, but we believe that a clean slate sometimes is a good thing. So if you've got
it becomes a safety issue.
Right. And if you've got a vacant lot that if we have to, we mow it or it can be mowed, it could be marketable to build a new home on.
Correct.
So, because that's really, there's only so many tools we have in our toolbox, like Anthony says. Obviously, if a house needs condemned and needs something, we can't fix it. We don't have the money to go fix a home or the means. So our tool is we have to tear it down, and that'll allow someone to hopefully build on it. So, and we have those. We have some homes being built.
Well, and here's the thing, land, they don't make more of it, right?
They don't. I've learned that. Yeah.
It doesn't just reproduce.
Nope.
And so these lots, if there's a home sitting there, I mean, it may as well be used for something that somebody could use it for. If it's a home that can't be habitable, then let someone try to do something with it.
Yeah. So there's lots of things. No,
it's a whole sticky situation.
But there's lots of things that go on behind the scenes that are being done to keep our communities looking better and safe. This is a bad time of year with the holidays. You've got everyone's busy. So yards aren't the cleanest this time of year. Rightfully so. Winter's coming, right?
Oh, I mean, so, I'm looking at my yard this morning, and I live out in the country, and I'm like, wow, this looks gross. It's all muddy.
And it's understandable. But in the springtime, we try to focus on getting everything ready to go for Memorial Day, right?
Yes.
And getting everything kind of cleaned up, and then we keep that going till July, and then it's just a vicious circle.
It is.
That's really all I have going on that I can think of right now.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I do that to people.
I'm allergic to I'm allergic to code enforcement, evidently.
Me too.
He's like, it is my job. I have to do it. Mm-hmm. But no, okay. Well, Ryan, we didn't mean to keep you here all morning,
but we're so happy
to have you here to talk
about.
I'm glad
to be here.
And it's so nice to know, kind of hear about the aftermath of, people's donations and their caring, and all that. That's a wonderful thing. So
I appreciate this platform to talk on.
Oh, heck yeah.
It's difficult in our line of work, in public safety work, in public work period. It's hard to do the real news or the real information. You oftentimes people will put something on social media. Was there a fire today? Yeah, I think I saw a fire truck. And then before the end of the day, there was a fire that didn't happen, right? So it's really nice to be able to...
You mean just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's not true?
That is 100% what I'm saying. That is we fight that
fight
every day.
But I read it on Facebook.
Right. So you just said that, right? I think I read today that there was a fire in Wellston. When there wasn't, what I mean? You read it because you saw, or someone thought they saw something and put it on Facebook. So, we combat that, in public works is what I call it, from city government, state government, fire departments, police departments, we have to deal with a lot of that misinformation. So,
yep.
Not very many folks like myself have a platform that they can drive to in 10 minutes, sit down with nice folks like you and talk about things that people can then go back and look at me saying it over and over and over.
Right. Cause it's
to get the information.
It is on the internet.
Cause it is on the internet, but it is true.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So I appreciate that.
Oh, well, we appreciate you and all the hats that you wear too.
No problem.
Because you guys do a lot and it's probably a little bit of a being on the fire department, code enforcement, all that's a bit of a thankless job, but we appreciate you.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's all right.
My skin is thick.
My skin is thick. Yes. My skin is thick. Yes. I've learned to do that over the years.
Yes.
Yep. 25 years will do that to you.
Yes, it will. Started when he was four.
Started when I was four.
Yeah.
Because I'm now 29. Right?
Yes.
So, yeah. 29.
Yeah.
I feel not 29.
That'll do it to you too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. All right. Well, very good. Well, I think our Dylan has something.
We're going to change chairs. You want me to run the show for you over there?
Yeah. Come on over, Dylan. Thank you, Ryan, for stopping by. We appreciate you so much. Yep. Yeah. Come back and see us anytime you have something. So Ryan and I are laughing off the air because Dylan's like, I've got something for you guys. I'm going to show it. And we have no idea how you youngins even know anything about what you're about to show.
All right. So I don't know how they know about this song either. I think it's just popular. Like any of the, it's
like
been,
when? Back in 1982?
Yeah.
See ya.
I think it might just be meme culture, like things on the internet. Like people maybe like to just quote it and like kind of laugh at it. But yeah, when Tilly and Aiden were on the show with me the other day, Corbin told a story of how he got in some trouble a little while back for making a video, a rap video that he shouldn't have made.
Okay.
And Tilly, he took the story completely wrong. We said, like, this is an example of what to never do. Then he went and did it. But he did it the right way.
Okay.
So he took an innocent, well, sort of innocent song, Gangster's Paradise.
It's not really an innocent song.
Yeah, but it's a lot better than like guns, guns, violence, violence.
Okay. So Gangster's Paradise was actually, let's see, a song in a movie. What was the movie called, guys? Help us out.
Let me Google it real quick. Google has all the answers. Gangsta Paradise. It's a song by Coolio and Keelan Mash.
It was in Dangerous Minds. Dangerous.
I'm just going to put movie. Dangerous Minds.
Go, Jen.
So
yeah, the movie was not all that wholesome. Let's just put it that way. So anyway, go ahead.
Anyways, yeah, they did a parody of it, and it's hilarious. And Hayden's got it queued up over there, so we can go ahead and check it out.
Okay, let's do this thing.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street light.
Been spending most of the night.
Look at the situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the state, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker, and my homies is down, so don't arouse my.
They did it. They did a perfect parody. I think it's perfect.
Do you?
I do.
Now you have to go home and watch the movie.
Nah, I don't think I'm going to watch the movie. I think I'm going to watch that video a couple more times.
Well, no, that was super cute.
I like the teleporting scene where he just like, he points.
He's like there, then he's there.
He goes over there, up on the seal, up on the stair tops. Then they got Mr. Hurd and Charlie in it.
I got to see a Salesman Jim in real life last night. Yeah.
Those are rare sightings.
Yes.
It was. A wild Salesman Jim.
Yeah. And he was with a girl, too.
Oh.
We'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about it later.
All right. So Dylan sends me a text last night at like 10 o'clock, and he had a major crisis. Like, he was in a full-on panic.
A little bit, yeah.
So what happened?
Well, it was my first...
So you moved into your dorm yesterday.
I moved into my dorm.
Yes.
I left work a little early. I went in, I moved in, and everything was set up, and then I came back here for a bit, and then I went back, and it was late, about 10 o'clock, and I was just kind of tired, and it was a new setting, and I was like, I just want to go to sleep. And then I realized, I don't have a shower in this room. I got to go in the public shower. And I was like, you know
what? Like, you didn't realize until then that you didn't have...
Yeah.
Do you have a bathroom in your room, or just a public... Okay.
Yep, it's just a
public like a dorm. Room. That's how dorms are.
Yeah. So I got ready. I went in the shower. And then when I went in, everything looked normal. It was a pretty normal shower looking area. And by the time I was done, the wall, the paneling had started to like cave in on me a little bit. And I was like, did I do that? Did I break the wall somehow? And it's just slowly caving in. Like it's so casual.
I get this message. He's like, I took a shower in my new dorm room and the wall caved in on me.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Like 10 something at night.
Well, I tried to put it back up, but I think I just made it worse.
You might want to tell someone about that.
Yeah. I shoved it back on and like tried to pop it in place with like the little corner thing. It didn't work. And there was like the stuff that's supposed to hold it, like that white like glue looking stuff. It was like coming off, like slowly like peeling off. And I was like, this ain't right.
Yeah, you might want to call maintenance about that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to call maintenance when I get back and be like, hey, the wall's like
the wall fell working. Down.
The wall's not walling. Like, this is a problem.
Only you.
Yeah, that was an interesting night. But I went to sleep and it was all right. And then when I woke up, I felt like, I jumped out of bed because it's pitch black in there. Like, there's no lighting coming in at all when you turn the light off. And I mean, I guess that's normal, but for me, I always have the hallway light, and now I don't. So it's like pitch black in there. And I wake up to my alarm, and it's one of them older style alarms, like the little ones that like are metal. No, not like.
Oh.
Yeah, and I woke up to that, and I was kind of like shocked. Like, I freaked out a little bit. I'm like, what was that? And then I realized, oh, it's my alarm. And then I like jumped out of bed to try to turn it off because I realized, like, what if there's guys in here who don't have to be up till like noon and it's 6 a.m. and they just hear that loud freaking alarm going through the entire top third floor.
They're gonna come busting through the door and kick your butt.
Yeah, I didn't want to be the guy who like has the alarm that everyone has to be like, ah, shut up. So I dived up and tried to turn it off, and I got ready though, and I made it.
Well, good. And he does not
first
smell.
First night was a success.
I sniffed him. He does not smell.
I don't smell.
Yeah. So the shower was sort of a success.
Yeah, I got the shower. It's just I don't think the shower is going to last very long.
Sounds like it. So, all right. Well, cool. Made it through today. And I want to thank Ryan Pelletier for coming and spending the morning with us, telling us a little bit about how their toy drive went there in Wellston. And the logistics of it is very interesting.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, tomorrow we'll be back with...
Hayden, can you read that for me? Oh, yeah. It's the guys from Piketon Basketball.
Okay.
The broadcasters. They're going to come in and talk about the Main Street TV streams we've been doing and the games and when to listen and who the community sponsors are and
awesome.
Such like that.
Very good. So tune in tomorrow for that, and we'll be right back here. So have a great day, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
This just in.
The Telegram News has a new website.
TheTelegramNews.com.
Same dedicated coverage.
Same trustworthy news with a brand new look.
Covering Jackson and Benton County and surrounding areas.
Locally owned and operated, TheTelegramNews.com has its finger on the pulse of the community.
Stay up to date on local events, high school sports, and breaking news.
TheTelegramNews.com.
Subscribe today at TheTelegramNews.com.
Check it out.